Stelling poll, rejoice. Rejoice. Brexit Day is finally here. By James Stelling poll on January 31, 2020. Today is the United Kingdom's Independence Day. As Shakespeare would almost certainly have written had he not been made illegal by woke activists. This day is called the Feast of Brexit. He that outlives the massive Nigel Farage bash in Parliament Square. And comes safe home. Will stand a tiptoe when this day is named. And rouse him at the name of Brexit Day. Yes, yes. We all have our reservations about whether Boris Johnson is capable of delivering the full English, no prisoners Brexit that we all voted for in June 2016. But today of all days is not the time for whining or quibbling or mentioning unmentionable things like the disastrous Huawei contract and the even worse HS2 abomination. Today is a day for celebration. And gloating. And rubbing the room owner's nose, isn't it? I'm sorry, but they deserve it. For more than 3 years, the corrupt, mendacious, authoritarian, slippery, self-serving, canting, hypocritical, devious, high-handed, bottom-feeding liberal elite pulled every trick in the book to try to frustrate the democratic will of the British people. For that brief period they were, in many ways, the most powerful people in the country, bigger than Britain's traditions, bigger than the English common law, which they subverted through their spider-broach judicial activism, bigger than our unwritten constitution, bigger than the people. Now, stumble forward, in chains, Oliver Wetwin, John Bercow, Femi Sari, annoying stupid man in the hat whose name I forget, Dominic Grieve, Anna Soubry, Andrew Adonis, and all the other irritating, obstreperous Ramoners I can't be bothered to conjure up from the recesses of my memory. They are nothing. Totally irrelevances. They had their time in the sun. Now they are dust. They deserve their ignominy. And we deserve our glory. We fought hard for it, often at great personal cost. Everyone I know on the Brexit side of the argument lost good friends over this issue. Despite the fact that we Brexiteers never rejected any of our friends for their naivety in voting Remain, we were derided, marginalized, scorned. We were told, year after year, that it could never happen. But now we're free. Happy Brexit Day, everyone.